Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ayin Omud Aleph. And we're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Mirtz Hashem will be finishing Simen Shin Chav Tes, which we just started yesterday, which deals with various ideas of Chilul Shabbos to save one's life. And we were in the middle of Sif Gimel yesterday. We had read the Mechaber, and we had done some of the Mishneh Berurah, and we're actually about four lines down on Kuf Ayin Omud Aleph in the Mishneh Berurah. And we talked there about whether you're allowed to go and save someone's life on Shabbos who is a mumar l'teyavon. So we'll begin with the Mishneh Berurah. Yisrael bal averos l'teyavon. A Jewish person who unfortunately cannot control himself and he desecrates the Shabbos, but he does so because of his desires, not because of a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He loves cheeseburgers. He can't help it. He loves doing all sorts of averos. He's doing it l'teyavon, for desire. So kol zman she'ein a kofer b'torah, as long as this person, even though he's not a good person, and even though he's desecrating all the halachos, but he's not doing it to rebel against Hashem, he's not kofer in the Torah, he believes in the Torah, but he can't control himself. So then, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, he brings this down in the name of the Bi'er HaGra, and the Piskei Tshuva, in the name of the Bechor Shar, in Yoredeya, that nira de mechalin alav Shabbos kidei latzilo. One would be allowed to go and do chilul Shabbos in order to save such a person's life. However, Abim Hula Hachis, but if this is a person who is not doing it because of taiva, he's not doing it because he has desire to eat the cheeseburger, there's a perfectly good kosher hamburger available, and he bedavka takes the cheeseburger, he bedavka does the non-halachically acceptable thing to do, purely to rebel against Hashem, what we call a mumla hachis, he's doing it to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol, also latzilu, then such a person, you're not allowed to go desecrate the Shabbos for. And this is true, af b'chol, even on a weekday, you're not mukhiv to save such a person. And certainly you're not allowed to do something that actually is an actual desecration of Shabbos, for example, looking under the rubble form, or doing various medicinal acts that involve Yisurim to save such a person. This is true for all the people that are mentioned over there in Yoredeya. Is this the halacha l'maisa today? So, dear Shu, footnote number 13, which we went through in some detail yesterday, but it's kedai to mention again, bringing down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, the name of the Chasam Sofer, the famous tshuva that we mentioned yesterday, that nowadays, because of Eva, because of the hatred that this would engender in the secular world, mutu l'hatzil afilu kisha'ove al alisa deraisa, we would be allowed to go and save non-Jews, or even these mumrun over here, we have to be mechal Shabbos in order to save their lives. Because ultimately it would be pikuach nefashos for us if we did not. The issue footnote number 14 says, in the name of Dain Weiss, Zatzal the Minchas Yitzchok, Shesomchu lohokel ulechal Shabbos al hamumrim l'teyavon. Nowadays we can go and desecrate the Shabbos even for the mumrim that are doing it l'teyavon. Me'atam shekosev shelus teshuvas maram shik, from that which the maram shik says, Shemistaber kishiroa hamumish sasakona merachefes me'al rosho. Because such a person who's a mumar l'teyavon, so he's not really doing it because he's rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can't control himself. But when you put him into a matzav of sakana over here, he's probably going to have hirum of tshuva, and now wants to control himself, so to say, and therefore he has the same status as any other regular Jew. He does point out that the Maram Shik seems to imply, however, that every person has to look at the facts and circumstances himself in this situation, and in l'halka b'zeh l'mkei nira shemahara b'tshuva, unless you think that the person does have thoughts of tshuva, you shouldn't be meikel. Again, however, as we brought down, and it's brought down here in the footnote 14 as well, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal say that you absolutely are allowed to heal and save them and do anything that you have to do for them on Shabbos, just like by a nochri. The Chazon Ish adds further, and he writes, "Shirabim mehem nechshavim kianusim ukitinos shenishbu." Even these people, many of them aren't really doing it to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're doing it because of lack of knowledge. They don't really understand over here, and therefore, av lechal Shabbos latzolosam, one is also allowed to go and save their lives on Shabbos. And in fact, it's aser ein rishus lisonim. You're not allowed to hate them. Ela imkein ein makab tochocha, unless they've reached a point where you can be certain that they, in fact, are doing this to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then you have the halachic right to hate them. However, as we brought down previously, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Moshe Zatzal disagree, and they say that anything that needs to be done to save a mumur or a nochri is absolutely halachically allowed today because of the overriding concern of the Chasam Sofer that this would lead to pikuach nefashos. in regards to Chilul Shabbos, Kedei Lahatzil, as Bineim Shal HaKofen. What about the children of such Kofen? So the Chazon Ish already has told us, Sherabin Mehem Nechshavim Keanusim Uketinoko Shenishbo. We consider these children as if they're under duress, so to say, and as if they're like babies that were born in captivity, and therefore they don't have a halachic status of really being mumrim themselves, and therefore L'chalo Shabbos L'atzilosam is perfectly permissible, and you don't even have the right to hate them, unless you know for a fact that they have been given tochacha, and they have not accepted such tochacha. And as an aside, Bismanenu ain onum yodim lochiach. Most people today don't know how to give proper tochacha, and therefore any rasha is considered like he has not yet received tochacha, and therefore it's a mitzvah to still love these people and to treat them as if they were forced into doing the averus that they do it. Finally, Rav Azaz Atzal in the Shevet Alevi brings down Shekivan Sheish Lachshosh Bechoshim in a mitzvah Shelachshosh Shem Kitinokas Shenis. Well, since we have to treat such people that are Nebuch Fry, they're free from mitzvahs and they don't act in the way a Shomer Torah mitzvah should act. Nevertheless, since they are considered halachi like Tinok Shenishbo, like children that were captured as young children and were raised in a non-frum world, it's a Safik Pekuach Nefoshos for them, and you're allowed to be Mechalos Shabbos as well. And Rav Nissen Karl Shlita explains the same thing. Shaf Mishenivtsa Bisman Shechilo Shabbos. Somebody's doing construction work on Shabbos and he gets a life-threatening injury and you have to be Mechalo Yisrum Daraisa to save his life. You're allowed to do this. He's not considered a mumer vaday or mutul atzilo b'shabbos. Finally, he brings down, if you're able to do all of these situations via a non-Jewish person, so then Rav Azaz Atzal says, in order to get around any concerns over here, if you can do it through a non-Jewish person to save their lives, that would be preferable. If you find somebody over here that Nebuch has been crushed so badly, there's no way he'll survive. He'll survive another hour. He's not going to live to survive another Shabbos. Nevertheless, you go check under the rubble for him and see if he's still breathing. You check up to his nose and see if he's still breathing. And if you find his nose and you see that he doesn't have any life in it, then you can consider him halachically dead, but otherwise you have to assume that he's still alive. And this is true, lo shno apogo berosho, tchila, whether you reached his head first and went down from the head, or lo shno apogo beraglo, tchila, you reached his feet first and you went up to the place where you can detect respiration. If there is respiration potential still, you have to do everything to save his life, even if it's a chayisho, even if it's only a short period of time. And once you confirm that he's nebuch dead, so then you're not allowed to do anything further. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud explains, Tefsiv, kol asher nishmas ruach chayev biyapav. We define over here, death is the lack of respiration. Mashma do ruach chayim tolu biyapav, that his mouth is breathing, his nose is breathing over here, so then he's considered alive. Now, we're not going to get into the whole discussion of how we define death over here. This is a very, very important subject, but not for our shia today. However, Dirshu footnote number 16 does bring down that just because you find somebody today who stopped breathing, we have mechanisms and intubations and respirators and all sorts of medical knowledge that can return such a person to life. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal has brought down Nishma Avram, Shechayav L'chal Avruas HaShabbos. You can continue to do anything necessary if there's a chance at all that it can be returned to life. The Bruce of Kut Yud Aleph wrote to Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Lo name of the Kivin Sheinonu Margishim Chiyus Belibo Bevadimeis. Don't say you're coming up from his feet to his heart and you don't detect any heartbeat, so they assume the person's dead. V'lo Yifach Keach HaGal Yoser, and you're not allowed to do anything further. No. Kamash V'lon, the Gam Bazet, Tzorech Livdok Ad Chotmo. You still have to go check to see if there are respirations. You have to go up further because maybe the pulse is very faint and not really capable of detecting it. Footnote number 17 points out from the Shevet HaLevi, Zatzar Rav Ozner, Sheina Kavodin Shebodik Rakes Homer. It doesn't mean you just check the nose. Elabotek, you have to check the person well to make sure that there are no respirations. If you don't find any activity life there, then in that situation, he has a chazaka that he's now a mace. But if you also detect that the heart is still beating, then we don't define life based only upon lack of respirations. And in fact, halachically speaking, if there's any chance that the doctors can resuscitate such a person, we do everything for them as if they were absolutely a vadei living person. The exception to the rule would be if a person had his head cut off, so then that person's nechshav kameis gomer, even if at that moment he may actually still have respirations or a pulse. Again, this is a totally very separate discussion about how we define death, and halacha today has huge halacha mitzvah ramifications, but unfortunately not for now. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Motza el yonim mesim, if Nebuch a house crumbled and you find the people on the top that are dead, you can't assume and say, lo yomar kavar mesu tachtonim, everybody below it must have died as well. Ella mefakeach aleim, you go through all the rubble and you sift and look and see if you can find anybody, maybe shema dayin him chayim, maybe somebody below is in fact still alive. Sivvav. Ovdei kochavim shetzar al yerusol. You have goyim coming to attack a Jewish city. Imbo aliske mamon. If they're only coming for financial reasons, there is no absolute concern at all of human life being in danger. In that situation, ein mechallelin aleihem es haShabbos. You're not allowed to go be mechallel Shabbos because it's only to save money, and you're not allowed to go and be mechallel Shabbos to save money, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis. The Bishul hefsed mamon lo hutar isur Shabbos, because of a loss of money, you're not allowed to go do isurim on Shabbos. However, bo'al iski nefashos afilu stam, if they're coming potentially for a life-threatening situation, they're going to kill us, and even if they don't come specifically say they're going to kill you or for money, we presume the stam, the full position, is that they're coming to kill us, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel. The sofik nefashos lahakel, in this situation, we always have the right halachic to presume the worst, that they could come and kill us. So then we are allowed to be mechallel Shabbos. Yotzim aleihem b'chlei zayin. We can go out in our weaponry, mechallel aleihem es haShabbos, and do everything needed to save our lives, including any chilul Shabbos that's necessary. Now, ubi'ir hasmuch l'aspar, if you live on a border city, right in between the non-Jewish people and the Jewish people, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, as if kot nyudalit, ir shem abdelas ben gvul shiasol darimba l'gvul ha'ov de'gilulim. You're living right on the border. V'chayshinen, and we're concerned that if the goyim were able to take over this city, yishim yil kedua misham teo eretz nocha l'kavish l'vneim, then they'd have an open path into the heart of Eretz Yisrael, let's say. So in this situation, afilu lo bo el alitzke tevin v'kash, even if they're only coming for monetary reasons, they want our straw, they want our stubble. Nevertheless, mechallel aleihem es haShabbos, in order to protect the heartland of Eretz Yisrael, or the heartland of whatever place you're in, you'd be allowed in the border cities, even if they're only coming for monetary, or it seems like they're coming only for monetary reasons, to go and fight them on Shabbos. And the Ramah adds, Hagav, afilu lo bo adayin el aroz lavo. And this is true, even if you don't know that they're certainly coming, there's just a rumor abounding that they're going to come. As he brings down from the Arzarua, you're allowed to go and do everything necessary to protect yourselves. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if contest. Vav rotz lomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, Shakol yotze shirotz lavo. You have a rumor, there's a voice saying that they're going to be coming, even though they're not there yet. You're allowed to go and prepare. If your intelligence tells you that they may be coming, so then you're allowed to go and prepare for war, get all dressed up in your weaponry, and do everything that's needed in the city to announce to everybody else that the enemy is coming upon us and to prevent them from coming. The ein medakta can be bikuach nefesh. He brings down from the Ar Zeruah, this lashon, one is not too careful with bikuach nefashos in terms of being medaktik to say this is definitely a certain level of bikuach nefashos. But even the slightest concern of bikuach nefashos, one is allowed to go and desecrate the Shabbos. V'din zarei shenami koi, and this goes as well in the first part of this sif, where the Ovdei Kochavim are coming on the cities of Klal Yisrael, not only on the border cities. Dirshu footnote number 18 does bring down for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that you have to be commonsensical about this. If it's really a far-fetched likelihood that they're going to come, so then you're not allowed to be Mechallel Shabbos. But if there's any likelihood, even a small likelihood that they're going to come, then you're allowed to do whatever is necessary. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer. He brings down an opinion over here in the name of Moreinu Harav Yisrael. Shebizman Hazeh, nowadays, Afilu Ba'al Iski Mamun Mechala. Nowadays, if the Goyim are coming to attack us for money, we're still allowed to go and be Mechala Shabbos. Why is that? Shem Lo Yanichenu Yisrael, Lishlo V'lovus Mamonu. Because if anybody doesn't give them the money that they want, Yargenu, they're going to come and kill people. And therefore, they're really coming, the heavy Iski Nefashos. It's as if they're coming for the killing of the Jewish people. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tezayin, the Hani Milik Shabal Rabin, this is when they're coming on the general populace, because Mustama, there'll be one person that won't give over his money, and therefore they're going to go and kill all the Jews, or a part of the Jews. The Vivada Yesh Lochush Yamot Echod Negdom, because in this situation, it could be pretty much certain that one guy's not going to be willing to give up his money. The Loyir Tzalitin Lehemamon of Yaragu, and they're going to go kill him, and maybe other people as well. The Lochain Heavy Kamo Shabal Iskin Nefashos, and therefore we view it halachically as if they're coming for Nefashos matters, and you can go and defend yourself. However, if they're only coming on one person, Avaka Shabal Yochid, Yaniah, he should let them take his money, and he shouldn't allow the desecration of Shabbos to occur, because it's only to protect money, which is of course not allowed. The issue footnote number 19 goes into more details about the circumstances Ayin Shom in this footnote. The Ramah comments on this din that we just brought down, and he says, and we call Mokom Hakol Lefiya Inyan. He brings down from the Piskei Marai that you have to look at each case individually. You can't just make general statements over here. And if there is at all a concern that they're going to come for Nefashos, so then you're allowed to go protect yourself. And if you're absolutely certain that there is no concern, then you're not allowed to protect yourself. However, in many situations, it's not so clear. There's these gray areas, and you have to look at each case individually. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah over here in Sivkot Yud Zayin, Haino Lefi Masha Mishar, Kaisan Apachus. Susan. You have to look and see how angry they are, how wanton they are, how crazy they are. Nebuch, today we have terrorists coming against us. You can't presume they're coming just for monetary matters in any situation. They're coming here to rob us. No, the Rachman of the Sun coming to kill us. And therefore, the Hayom, Shebo, Mea Umo, Shebechutz, Gvuleinu, Lishlo, Sholov, Olo's Bas, even if they're coming on the surface just to go and plunder us, even if we think we're certain they're only coming for monetary matters, we're allowed to go and fight them off and do everything we need to do, because the governments don't let you just stand by idly while other countries come in and destroy your land, and therefore one has the halachic right to do so because of dino d'machusa dina. This is brought down by the Rishon, the Rokeach, and the Aguda as well. If there's any concern at all here, brought down by the Rokeach and the Aguda, that the enemy is going to be allowed in by us and our neighbors are going to be upset with us. Hey, how come you let them come in? So then Mechalim, we have the halachic right to be Mechalim. He says, Ayin Sham over there, where you see on the bottom in the asterisk bracket, it says, Ukvar Nifsak, Begmar, Ligmar, Paskins, Dina, Machus, Dina, you're allowed to go and protect yourself in this situation. Sivches, the Mechaber writes, Horoes Sfina, if you see a boat, Sheishbo Yisrael, that has Jewish people on this boat, Hamul Terefes Bayam, and it's about to sink. Vechein Nar Shotiv, we see a river overflowing and it could affect people and kill them. Likewise, Vechein Yochid HaNirdof Me'ovi Kochavim, if a person is running away from Goyim who are never trying to kill him. So mitzvah al kol odom l'chalalem Shabbos. Not only the person who's in danger, but every other Jew has an obligation to try and protect that person, Kidei Latzilim, in order to go and save that person's life. The Mishnah explains the Sivkon Yudches. This is true even if it's not Goyim that are attacking the Jewish people, and even if it's Jewish people, Nebuch, that are attacking the Jewish people. V'adin Mi'Yisrael, Kishu Mishai Shavol Yisrechkona. If you think that it's going to cause this person Atzolos Nefashos, Doha Nitan Latzilim, you're allowed to go and save that person at the expense of those other people's lives even. If a person is running away from a snake or from a bear, you also have to do everything in your power to go and save that person's life. And he brings down from the Rambam, even if this involves you doing many melachos of Shabbos, you're doing many desecrations of Shabbos, but you're allowed to do these all in order to save another person's life. The issue footnote number 21 brings down what happens if animals are chasing a person, and if their bite or their chasing after the person is potentially pikuach nefashos, of course you're allowed to even go kill that animal. And therefore, you're allowed to do this even if the animal's not yet running after them. However, in regards to animals that are running after them that wouldn't necessarily kill them, so then, if they're running after them, you're allowed to go and kill those animals. But if the animals are just standing there, they're not running after the Jewish person, so then you're not allowed to go kill them. However, he says, even in that situation, you'll have to go and step on them. Even if your intention is to kill them over here, nevertheless, you should make it look like you're just walking over there and you have to step on them, and this way they won't cause anybody any harm. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yutes explains further, if in trying to save this person from the bear that's running after him, you're putting yourself at risk, so then you're not mechuyev to go put yourself at risk. The chayav Kodem l'chayei chaver. It brings down a famous Issa v'Heter. It's brought down a number of poskim that your life takes precedence based upon the Gemara to his life, and therefore you're not mechuyev to put yourself at risk in order to save that person's life. But the Mishnah Berurah has a very, very important caveat to this, and he says, Afilu sofis hakonen nami odiv sveiko didei mivadei chaver. Even though if it's only a possible chance, a 10% chance that you'll get killed against the bear, because you have a sword and the bear is going to come at you, you think you'll be able to kill the bear, but it's a 10% chance you won't. And Yechadero, he doesn't have a sword, he's definitely going to be killed. Nevertheless, you're not mechuyev to go put yourself at risk, even though yours is only a suffik and his is a vadai. This is a very famous rule. But ulam tzorich lishkol adram hated. The Mishnah says you have to weigh things very carefully. Im yesh bo safi sakana, how much of a risk really is there for you? Don't weigh too heavily and say, well, there's a 0.0001 chance that I'll get hurt or killed over here, and therefore I'm not going to save his life. Lo l'daktik bioser. Because we have a famous saying, how a doctor got some bakach, if you're so careful and weighing everything so much for yourself, boli dekach, then in the situation we reverse, someday somebody else will be doing the same for you, is brought down by the Pisrei Tshuva. And we can see this in Simon Tochav of the last Simon in Choshe Mishpat. Dishah footnote number 22 brings a very similar idea, said in the name of the Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozan Zatzal, who brings down, Im al pi harov ein sakana b'dov. It's really not a dangerous thing that you're doing. Miut hamakum yesh sakana, very, very unlikely chance. So then he says, Apilu shebederach klal b'pikuach nefashos eino chemach harov. Normally we don't say you go after the majority, but in this situation you do, and say that since the almost overwhelming likelihood is that you're not going to be hurt, so then you should go and put yourself at risk for this other person. Again, each case has to be weighed individually, but don't weigh it too exactingly. Rachmana Litzlan, it could come back to haunt you. The Rambam concludes and he says, "V'ayin l'el self simen shin vav mishirotzel on." So we had this discussed previously over there in Mechalin Ola Shabbos. If someone is coming to force you to do an aveira, are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save that person? Ayin sham. Sif test. The Mechaber concludes, "Kol hayotzim lahatzil chozim mechleizenon lemakomam." If you did go out to battle and you had a lachik right to go out, so then when you return, you have a lachik right to bring back your weapons with you. Mishabur explains the Sivkar and Chof, Kidei Shalo Lachshilam lost his level. So they won't be reluctant to go out the next time. If you have to leave all your weapons out there, you're not going to want to go out the next time because you're going to lose your weapons. Shalo Yirtu Latziloo, because you won't want to do this the next time. Finally, we said in Sivkar and Chofal, if you're allowed to go return to your place, the Mishabur says, Ayin Lekam and Simon Toz Zayin, what exactly do we mean by that? The Yishuv footnote number 23 brings down from the El Yeraba, and the Bach is also over here, you can return with your weapons because you may need your weapons still later in the day. And finally, Vazna's Atzal brings down that this is only applicable for Bikuch Nefashos. You can't make the same rule that you may be reluctant to go the next time in regards to other Dinim. That concludes today's Shir in this Siman.